Grace, mercy, and peace be to you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Tonight we're going to continue our Lenten journey of looking through that ancient hymn, O Lord, O Love, How Deep, and God's work through his church that leads to rejection. You know, the first reading that we had, or the second reading that we had, the thing about our text from Mark chapter 1 is just how ordinary most of Jesus' works were and are. He prayed, he taught, and worked. Now, of course, to be fair, that some of that work involved miraculous healings and exorcisms and the like, but for the most part, Jesus was a traveling rabbi who brought the word of God to the people that he encountered. And in encountering the word of God, everything changed. There's a saying that people will always act according to their own self-interest. Maybe that's an observation that you have made yourself. In other words, most people will only work, sacrifice, and do things if it will benefit them or perhaps even their family. I mean, this is, in some ways, the heart of capitalism. People are predictable. They'll buy what they consider to be the best deal. Factors may include price and quality, availability, color, and other things, but at the end of the day, people are going to buy. They're going to spend what they have earned on what is best for them. There's no more obvious than when we look at the healthcare system in the United States. Every time you get a bill, I'm going to guess that there's a part of you that looks at it and thinks, my goodness, aren't they supposed to be here to help us? But as the saying goes, you only get what you pay for. Because our healthcare system is largely run by money, insurance. That means hospitals, doctors' offices, urgent care centers, and everything else are run in order to make money. Because it's about them and their profit. When you go, and when you or I go to get help, they give us help not out of the goodness of their heart, but because it's being paid for. Now, it may be paid for by insurance or the government or you and I, the patients directly, but you can be certain that someone somewhere is paying for it. It's the way the world works. But thanks be to God, that's not the way he works. As our hymn put it in stanza 4, for us he prayed, for us he taught, for us his daily works he wrought. By words and signs and actions thus, still seeking not himself, but us. In other words, everything that Jesus did on earth was not for himself or for his selfish gain, but for you and for me. His teaching, his preaching, his defeat of Satan, his overthrowing of death and the grave, all of that was done for us, without any cost to any one of us. In many respects, this is what makes studying the life of our Lord so worthwhile. I mean, who else can you look at and say is so completely and utterly selfless in every way? Never in the scriptures does the Lord write a bill of sale and give it to someone who has been healed or restored. No. You know, brothers and sisters in Christ, I think this is why the ordinariness of Jesus' life is so important. He did miracles, yes, but we'll continue to talk about that sometime later. Perhaps the greatest of his miracle is that he forgives us our sins. It's on the cross that we see that the ultimate and the clearest example of God being for us. On the cross, Jesus, the good physician of body and soul, is paying for our care. He is paying the debt of our forgiveness. He is giving his life in ransom for yours. When he cries out from the cross, "It is finished," it is as if he is saying, "Look, the bill is paid in full." Christ was crucified for us once and for all. But the forgiveness that he brings comes to us over and over and over and over again. You see, the forgiveness of sins was not only Jesus' work when he was here on earth. This is his work through his church, his body, to this very day. Martin Luther put it this way in the Large Catechism. He wrote, "Everything, therefore, in the Christian church is ordered towards this goal. We shall daily receive in the church nothing but the forgiveness of sins through the word and signs or sacraments to comfort and encourage our consciences as long as we live here." Christ's forgiveness for your sins comes to you over and over again by means of the word and sacraments distributed freely through his body, the church. The daily work of God for us is to forgive sins in Jesus' name over and over and over again. Now, to the world, it looks ordinary, boring even. Well, those are just words, you might say. But this is why God sent his Son out in the first place. He sent his Son so that he might seek us out, find us where we are, and care for us where and when we need it most. That scene with Jesus before Pilate that we read, what was it that offended the council so much? Again and again, they tried to catch him in his words, but the word of life would not be tricked. He who is truth in the flesh has no reason to lie or to deceive. I mean, ultimately, wasn't it that Jesus was judged to be crucified because he said he is the Christ, the Son of God? Jesus admitted truthfully that he is the Messiah, the one who has come to save his people from their sins. And for that so-called blasphemy, they condemned him to death. It's hard for us, brothers and sisters in Christ, for us to accept the ordinary work that God does in Jesus Christ. It's hard for us to believe that God works through simple words and ordinary objects like water and bread and wine to point us to who he is and what he does for us in his Son. Our sinful nature rejects it as, oh, too easy or too obvious. And yet everything in the church is ordered so that you and I receive the forgiveness of sins and new life in his name here and now. Be assured, the Messiah seeks you out. In words and signs and actions thus, as the series hymn puts it, he seeks you out so that you might repent of your sin and turn and look in faith to him who comes for you. So come, listen even now to his words of promise for you. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.